Our agent coming to you live, Montezuma. We got mayhem in Montezuma tonight. What a beautiful evening for football. We got 14 minutes to go here before kickoff. The Montezuma looks like the American Legion color guard out on the field with the flags. They're going to get ready to do the Star Spangled Banners. We get kicked off. 13:45 to go here before game starts. Lead number 5 for the Warhawks. See the Warhawks coming in at a 2-2 record after the forfeit. After the forfeit 2 weeks ago, that game in Waco that, for all intents and purposes, you know, Tommy, ended as a pretty bad score on the field. But then come to find out a week later, and then ineligible player for Waco leads to North Mahaska's first win of the season. And then last week, Hamlin English Valley's in the second half for the Warhawks with a big victory. Coach Garrett's 200th victory. Leads us into this week number 5 mayhem at Montezuma. Getting ready to kick off. We thank all you guys for tuning in. KIIC.6 on the Federbolt app or live from KIIC.com. Tell you what, standing up in the crow's nest kind of gives you a good perspective of the field here at Montezuma.
Yeah, it's certainly different up here.
No question as to the yard lines or where we're from, so where we're at. But we're going to get ready to kick off here with the Star Spangled Banner. As we get ready here, I want to thank a lot of our sponsors for making this week possible. And if it's a little hard to hear us here tonight, we are right behind the PA, so... So we apologize for that, but we got a great spot up here in the crow's nest.
We couldn't fix it. I do have a knife.
But that right side of the crowd, we'd be able to hear what's going on. So we're glad to be bringing it to you here. Friday Night Lights 2013. We're going to kick off week number 5 for the Warhawks. People here help make it possible. Of course, myself, Edward Campbell, State Farm, and Oskaloosa. I'm your good neighbor agent. Stop into the office and see us. Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 6:30, Friday, 8:30 to 5. We're there for all your home, auto, life, commercial business needs. But we also want to thank Crowell Antiques in New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon, Gardner, Collier Jewelry. Still been practicing that one, Tommy. I'm getting it down.
Well, that's better than one of us.
American Cleaning. Jim Miller there in Oskaloosa, sponsor us here this year. MediCap Pharmacy, Ryan Seed Company, we're your Syngenta Independent Seed Advisor located there in New Sharon. Keller Bryan, we thank him for sponsoring us. Boyd U.S. Cellular, hello there with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Slumber Lane Furniture there in Oskaloosa. Community First Credit Union, Maple Ridge for the Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. East Market Grocery there in Oskaloosa. Cargo of New Sharon. Proline Building Company, we thank them for sponsoring us. I think Windstream was one of our sponsors we had here a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure what I did with the...
Yeah, Windstream might be a bug.
It's in there somewhere. We want to thank everybody for helping us bring it to you. It wouldn't be possible without them. Montezuma Braves.
Well, perhaps the Warhawks get ready to kick off here in about 10 minutes.
Tommy's going to be bringing you the scores from all over the area. Like I said, be sure and check out the Thunderbolt app if you're listening from your computer. Thunderbolt app is going to give you all the scores from our area teams. We got Sheriff and we got Albia. We got Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. We've got Pastors, nine different schools, Davis County, Sigourney, Peak, and Indianola. All from one station, KIIC Thunder Country, all the scores at one station. Be sure to stick around with us after the show tonight, after all the shows are over. We'll have the locker room show where we'll have coaches from all over South Central Iowa calling in, breaking down the games, giving you all the scores. But by the way, the Thunderbolt app, Tommy's going to be here all night helping us keep an eye on the field, help keep an eye on the scores. Tell you, Tommy, you got to pull back there. Let's run down some of the other games we've got going on in the area tonight.
So I have to take you a little bit.
Take a little bit to get a roll. I know Oskaloosa's on the road after their first big win last week over Carlisle. Big win for the Indians. You're starting 2013 with a new coach with kind of new attitude, but we're going to be bringing you North Mahaska Warhawk football here tonight. So as we get ready to get kicked off, check us out online. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. You can hit my Facebook page, Wendell Kansas State Farm, on Facebook or insureoski.com if you're out on the interwebs.
go on, send us an email, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. You can call us names, you can call us just about anything. We have the best recommendation we've got so far is Touchdown Tommy for Tommy's nickname. So that's what we're going with for right now until we get a until we get a justifiable replacement. So again, didn't get the defensive starters here tonight, but I do have the offensive starters. A couple changes from last week for North Nebraska. On the offensive line, we've got Sarah Taylor Redbold. He's a senior, number 71. Tackle Skyler Meyer and Justin Austin Winfield. Either side of him, guards Dakota Hubnett and Zeb Williams. Zeb Williams making the second start of the season for offensive guard and tight end Chase Kohler. The backfield for North Nebraska, the Warhawks have Justin Richards taking the snaps. Stockdale and Simmons by him. Stockdale, big week last week. First play from scrimmage runs 70 yards. So
over 200 and some odd yards rushing.
So here we go for the national anthem here tonight. Lots of Montezuma Bay faithful here. A lot of blue, a lot of red here too, though, Tommy.
Yeah, there is. There's some camouflage here too.
A little camouflage. Well, we're going to start with the Monty fight song as the color guard comes out onto the field. We had big plays last week. We're kind of the name of the game. Stockdale takes the first play from scrimmage, 70 yards to the house. Took us into halftime. The Warhawks lead at 14-6, and then the English Valley takes the second half kickoff, takes it 80 yards to the house for a tied ball game. And then it was on North Nebraska after that. North Nebraska took control in the third quarter. Score the remaining points of that game. Big one for Coach Ed. First kind of real win of the season. So
I'd say it's the first official win.
First official win after the fourth and the eighth. So
that actually worked to get that one.
Yeah, that's true. And it was a lot of work. Coach Ed was still looking for four quarters out of his team. You know, last week, three strong quarters, but that second quarter, Stockdale laid the ball down twice, left English Valleys with a short field. English Valley was able to punch it in there in the second quarter for that 14-6 score going into halftime. I think if you overlook that second quarter, just a real good game by the Warhawks last week. So here the color guard made it to the end of the field. We're going to pause just a second here as they raise the flag, the Montezuma American Legion color guard.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. We ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America. We hold this truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the perfection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Our pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ladies and gentlemen, please remove your hats and stand and join in singing our national anthem. Thank you. entry to the American League of Place 169 for a presentation of the colors.
Excellent weather right now. Nice, cool, brisk, 67 degrees.
63 degrees by the weather app on my phone. I want to thank Montezuma Booster Club for some wonderful barbecue stuff in my fish here before the game starts. I tried to get that fast. Montezuma down in their own end zone, getting ready to take the field here. 3:30 to get the field kickoff. Montezuma making a way, the Braves making a way to their sideline. As we just had about 3 minutes to kick off, North Mahaska making their way to their sidelines. We'll get the captains out for the coin flip.
I think I saw it somewhere that Montezuma was ranked sixth
in class, I believe class A.
That is correct.
Sixth in class A. So, you know, we talked last week, Tommy, looking at starting this week, you want to talk about just a meat grinder of a schedule for the Warhawks. At Montezuma, we have Pekin at home next week.
I think they're 10th.
That's homecoming for the North Mahaska Warhawks. Then at BGM, at Brooklyn, another good team.
Number one,
Class A. And they went home on the 11th of October with Lingo Selig.
They were preseason number one. Now they've fallen.
I'm not sure if they're in the top 10 still, but
I think North Mahaska is above them because they've actually won a few games.
So, yeah, Lingo Selig's not had any favors in the scheduling of their season either, but you look at the next four Sunday night, Monty, Pekin, BGM, Lindell Selling. What a tough district assignment here for the Warhawks. But Coach Jarrett and the Warhawks coming off a win last week. Couldn't ask for any better weather on a beautiful Friday night. Friday Night Lights 2013. Just remember, if you're not joining us early, you can always join Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Jamie Friday nights before our game, starting at 6 o'clock for the pregame show. And at 6:15, you can catch all the previews of all 9 games that KIIC we're going to be covering all season long. Again, my name is Wendell Campbell. I've got Touchdown Tommy Jenkinson with me.
Hello.
We're covering North Mahaska Warhawks. There's the Warhawks come out center field here. Captains tonight for this Warhawk team. Number 71, Keaton Van Wielden. Or no, that's leg bold, isn't it? Did we decide last week that 71 was leg bold?
Yeah.
85, Chase Kohler. Out center of the field, Brock Pope here. Tell you what, that's a name we say a lot, mostly around the defensive side of the ball. Seems like he's around just about every play that happens. And number 7, Richards. Flip happened here. They're going to show us here. Montezuma has deferred to the second half. North Mahaska is going to get the ball in the North Mahaska offense to start here.
They're going to receive.
North Mahaska will be receiving. They'll be traveling from right to left as you face your radio bow. As we get inside the minutes to go here, again, we want to thank some of our sponsors. I'll go through it. We can't do it without them. Colo Antiques, that's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl, they will find it. Colo Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. And also McGriff's of New Sharon for all your farm and home projects. Thank McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. Proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics. Gardner Collier Jewelry.
There you go.
Slow it down. I can get it. It's the one to go to for the most brilliant diamond and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. American Cleaning, if you need it clean, restored from fire, water, damage, flood, backup, mold testing, American Cleaning, Jim Miller's one to call, 641-660-8358. Jim Miller over there at American Cleaning can help you out when you need that. So, as we get set to kick off here, they're resetting the clock. Beautiful night here in Montezuma Braves, North Mahaska Warhawks.
Stockdale and Rutledge back to receive.
Stockdale and Rutledge far right to receive here. Brady McKeague set to kick off for the Braves here. They're setting the clock. The Braves make the huddle. So what a beautiful night from up here, Tommy. It is. I see the corner out beyond the east end zone here.
I see cows.
You see cows. Jake is up. Stocks are going to sit at about the 12-yard line, up past the 20, up to the 25. He's up by a host. The Braves defender is going to make it up to about the 26, 27-yard line. They're going to spot the ball right at the 28. First and 10, North Mahaska at the Braves 28-yard line.
First and 10 from their own 29-yard line.
29.
Ooh, they give them the extra yard. Okay.
I'll take it.
First and 10 from the Montezuma Braves 29-yard line. Richards under center. Receiver far side. Richards behind him. Stockton is going to run left side, take the pitch. He's going to be picked up in the backfield. He's going to lose two on the play.
Except over his own player's back.
Number nine, Sadio. Down by his own power.
Loss of two.
I think these guys got something other than just playing the go again.
The
left field, they're not used to that.
Yeah, we have yet to see a left field after the rain last night. So, ball on the inside of the field here. Richards under center. Stockton in the back. Hangouts to the outback. He's met in the backfield, and he's driven back. He's going to lose another yard.
Flag.
Flag on the play, though. Back judge here behind the defense throws the flag in.
There's a flag on the play.
So that was kind of a broken play. It looked like Rutledge ran into Richards, and then Stockton was right behind him. Wasn't sure who the ball was intended for, but... Oh, he's gonna wave the flag up on this one. Both sides gonna bring up third down. Loss of another yard, so 3rd and 13, ball on the 26-yard line of Montezuma.
Third down.
That's Montezuma defense with 3rd and 13.
The front line for Montezuma has been controlling the line of scrimmage here in these first few plays. Down this side, Richards under center, Rutledge and Stockton. Behind him in the eye, man in motion to the far side. Richards takes the handoff. Stockton picks up a good block. Pass incomplete. Through the hand to Simmons. Simmons out on the far side slot. He's going to bring a fifth down for the Warhawks. Takes the handoff to Stockton. Stockton picked up a good block here on the near side. Gives Richards a chance to throw the ball, but that's going to bring him a 4th and 12 with 11-12 to go here in the first quarter. Sees the Warhawks punt team out on the field. Richards back to kick, standing just inside his own 15-yard line.
Number three, Mitch Gibson back deep for his Braves.
Snaps up, Richards gets it, kicks away,
and no end.
In the running kick, fielded at the 40-yard line.
And play the flag now,
up off the 50, 35, 40. He's going to come here side. He's going to bring it up off the 30, 20. He's going to take down to the house. Number three, Mitch Gibson. Mitch Gibson slipped the tackle back about the 50-yard line. Looked like Rugvold had him there at the midfield, and he was able to back it to the near side, taking up the near sideline all the way, but this one's going to come back. We've got a flag back at the Braves 39-yard line here. With 10:53 to go here, the clock's going to stop with the penalty. Yeah, they're marching it back. This is going to... Generally, this is where you see a block in the back, or we got a hold against Montezuma, so that's going to push them back into their own territory after a great return by Gibson. Gibson came out of midfield, sidestep one, got away from Red Bull, and was able to take it up the near sideline, but after the penalty, that's getting a 1st and 10 to Montezuma back inside their own 40-yard line. Back to their own 39, so 1st and 10, 10:53 to go here in the first quarter. No score yet. North Mahaska with a 3-and-out. Richards with a good kick, and after the penalty. Montezuma is going to come out of five receivers. This is going to be far side. Ball's going to be incomplete. Pass and center for number 15, Ryan Gregson.
Richard just put him right to the ground after he touched that ball.
Who was that?
Richard.
Second down and 10.
Wilhelm running the offense here for the Braves. Going to bring up 2nd down after the incomplete pass. They have 3 receivers near the side. Try a little bubble screen out to the far receiver. And Richard is in on the play. Getting 5 receivers set for the Braves. Man comes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. number two. Wilhelm up the middle. He's going to go to the pass. Let's go up past the 30. That was by the 35. Caught from behind by Polpeter. Polpeter was able to come back into the backside of the play and stop him there.
I think Polpeter just got upset.
Polpeter took that one personal. You know, talking to some of the parents here earlier this week, there's no real love loss between this Brave team and the Warhawks.
Maybe that's why it's mayhem.
Oh, mayhem, that's right.
Mayhem, that's funny.
These kids go to high school only 13 miles apart. Wilhelm again in the backfield, true receivers near side. High snap, but he's going to get a pitch on the left side.
What?
Oh! Great play. Number 13 Hitler in on the stop. Gibson over to the near side. He's going to pick up. He's going to pick up three on the play. That's going to bring up the second and seven with 10:19 to go. Four receiver side here for the Braves. Single back. It's number 10, Marshman. And snaps in. Great complete pass. Number 12, Bartel, in the breakup to a little bubble screen to the far side.
Excellent play by Bartel right there.
That's going to put it for Astley. Take Astley for the Braves. That's going to bring up a 37 to go with 10:03 in the first quarter.
See if North Mahaska can actually stop him.
Big third down here for North Mahaska. Braves moving the ball pretty well here. One big play. Wilhelm's going to take the direct snap, going to run off right guard. He picked up three there. Looks like Legmore went on the stop.
Excellent stop. Good penetration.
Van Wieden.
They're calling Van Hurley, but I think that's Legmore. We were corrected on that last week after a few incorrect calls.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 4th and 4. Ball on the left pass to 27 with 9:34 to go. Wilhelm takes the snap, takes the head on the right side. He's going to back. Ball is tipped. Ball is tipped by Stoddill. Pass intended for Parker. They're going to take all around down here. Great stop by the North Mahaska defense. They're going to get the ball on their own 27-yard line with 9:27 to go here in the first quarter.
I just got confirmation. 71 is leg bolt.
71 is leg bolt. Okay, yeah, we got corrected on that last week. So Legwood, number 71. Ball's on the near side of the field here. Richards, I formation, three backs behind him. Bruce going to take it. Option on the right side. He's going to fake the pitch, make it up just about the line of scrimmage, push forward for one. It's going to bring up the second long for the Warhawks. I formation with Stockdale, Bortel,
number 9,
and Rutledge in behind him on that one. North Mahaska again traveling right to left as you face your radio. 9:05 to go here in the first quarter. No score yet. We're at Mayhem and Montezuma. Friday Night Life, week number 5 for this Warhawk team.
They get Richards a yard on that play.
Yard on the play, second nine, ball on the 28-yard line. Two receivers far side. Richards going to roll out right. Got a receiver there. Ball's intercepted. Taken back. Intercepted by number 4. Logan, nope. Take that back.
Number 3,
Wilhelm Gibson. Well, they're calling Meshman. Meshman intercepted. He returned it back inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. That's going to give the Braves a 1st and 10 to go on the Warhawks 17-yard line. The Braves defense there led that one all the way. They dropped guys back into coverage, and Meshman was able to get in front of the receiver. Richards threw it right to him. Two receivers on the other side. Wilhelm in. Take the snap. He's going to hand off right side. That's number 10. Mushman turns it back to left side. Down inside the 15, down to the 14. Pick up a 3 on the play. He's going to bring up the 2nd and 7 with 8:29 to go in the first quarter. Rutledge on the side for the Warhawks. Getting down to 8:20 to go in the first quarter. No score yet.
Second and 8,
two receivers near side, one receiver far side. Wilhelm in. Wilhelm's going to hit off, take the handoff. He's going to be hitting the backfield, number 71. Put him back to the 20. Pull Peter in, then Wilhelm in there, too, on the stop.
Oh, there should have been a flag there. Little pushing and shoving, number two, the quarterback, was just holding on to Legvold's face mask. Legvold in on the stop. Hope Peter came in to finish the job. Ooh, it looks like a little extracurricular activity going on after the play. Goes back to the 19, third and 12 for the Braves here. Two receivers far side, one receiver near. Wilhelm with number two, Moshman in the backfield. The hand of Moshman's going to run left side. He's going to make it up past the 15, down to the 13. Pushing forward down to the 11. Still going to bring up a fourth down with about 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter for the Braves. Polkeeter in on the stop for the Warhawks. Excellent stop. So we've got four receivers on our side. Wilhelm with Moshman in behind him. He's going to pitch it right side. He's going to put it on the edge. He's going to make it up past the 10. Oh, he's met it. Went right at the sideline. Put it down. That was not good. Moshman up that far side. Richard's in on the stop.
By number nine, for North Mahaska.
That's going to be enough. Just enough for the first down for the Warhawks here. They had four receivers out that far side. Those receivers, as they cut up field, Moshman caught the fence on that left side and ran around the edge and just was able to outrun the defender to the sideline enough to get a first down. First and 10, goal to go. The first and goal to go for the Braves on the far side of the field. Moshman with Barker. Wilhelm with Barker and Moshman. He's going to hand off right side to Moshman. Moshman's going to jump forward across the five. He's driven back to the six. Opening around the stop. They're going to give him five. They're going to give him the 5 yard line and quarter progress. It's going to be a second goal to go from the 5 yard line. The 6:30 to go here in the first quarter.
Kind of looks like Moshman was trying to push right over Polpeter. Polpeter's like, no, I don't think so.
He wasn't going to have any of that. So we got Wilhelm and Moshman in the backfield, four receivers. Man goes in motion. He's going to fake the handoff. Gives the man in motion. He's going to be up close to the line of scrimmage. They're not going to give him much. That's going to bring up that third down and goal to go on the five.
Looks like Langville just said hello to the quarterback after that handoff.
He got a little extra tap after that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, some of the parents I talked to here this week, not a lot of love lost between this Montezuma team and the North Mahaska Warhawks. Third receiver set for the Braves. Wilhelm with Moshman behind him. Wilhelm in the pistol or shotgun. He's going to roll that right side. Going to pass. There in the infield. Touchdown Braves. Caught by Gregson. Gregson. Flag on the play. Ooh. Flag, yeah. I think that was after the play. I think the touchdown is going to stand here. I think this is going to come after on the kickoff. Personal foul against Montezuma. It's a dead ball, so the touchdown is going to stand. They're going to assess the penalty on the kickoff. A little chippy here tonight between this Braves team and the Warhawks. A little chippy, 5:33 to go. Referee's going to make it over to the other side and talk to Top Coach Aaron here. I believe it was a dead ball. I think the touchdown is going to go ahead and stand here. That sounds good. So, going to give the points to the Braves here, but the personal foul will be assessed on the kickoff. So, 5:33 to go. The Braves go up 6-0 here.
Montezuma. The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
I'm trying to figure out why they're moving them back.
Well, they may be assessing the penalty here on the try. That's what it looks like. They're going to assess the penalty here on a try. So Montezuma is going to have to try the extra point here from about their 17-yard line. Well, interesting set here for Montezuma on the point after. They've got all their linemen except for their center out the far left here.
What is that? Ohio State right there?
Yeah. Kind of looks like it. They're going to run a quick option pass here. Got a man in the end zone. Got a ball incomplete. He had him.
There's a flag down. Somebody got him. Nailed. Langvold right to the back.
Looks like Legnold came up a little limpy on that one, too.
Yeah, he got nailed right in the back.
So he's down for that far, headed that far sideline. He got about halfway there, and he's down on the ground. Coach Aaron out to talk to him. Coach Aaron having a discussion with the official there.
And now the receiver indicated against Montezuma
downfield. The try is no good.
These officials, they're not calling a lot of these penalties that they should be.
No, the tenth was no good.
So that gives us 6-0. Well, you kind of wonder because Legnold defended on like quite a few of the stops there. Getting a little chippy here between the Warhawks and the Braves. Legnold still down on the field right about the 20-yard line as he was making his way over to the sideline. Coach Eric came out to say a few words to the official as he was headed over there. PA announcer still calling Van Wilden, but I think we know it's Legnold. Gives us a chance to thank Medicap Pharmacy. The pharmacist is knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The Medicap staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health history, and they take care of and take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's the Medicap Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa. The Bryan Seed Company, they're your Syngenta independent seed advisor, located in Oskaloosa and the distributor for the surrounding areas. For the full line of NK Beans, Golden Harvest Corn, for more information, call Kelly Bryan. 641-660-2251. If you want a hello better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. They're the company who puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their four locations, Albion, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better, Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Legnold headed over to the sideline. He's got a coach underneath each arm, and they're walking him over there. He looks like he is putting some weight on that leg. He got about halfway over to the sideline and collapsed there, so hopefully...
Now he's walking out of his own.
Now he's getting there. Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, after that series of plays for North Nebraska have been interesting extra point traffic for the Braves, had their entire line except for their center, one receiver on the other side, snapped it with the holder in the backfield, they laid it out for the pass, had the guy open, but... Also, we have an ineligible man downfield, so that leaves us 6-0 with 5:33 to go in the first quarter.
Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0. Iowa City, Regina, 7.
That's Iowa City, Regina, the top-ranked school in Class 1A. Medical ring.
One of the two first or second.
Brady McKee here to kick. Kick is up. Stockdale is going to come up. No, that's going to be thrown by 13. Up on the right side, up past the 75, up to the 76. Up past the 25, first and 10, down the very 26-yard line for the Warhawks.
First and 10 from their own 26-yard line.
Another score update, Deacon 14, 7-0.
Zero. Both those teams we're going to see here later on in the season for the Warhawks. Right on the far side of the field here, Warhawks travel right to left as you face your radio. Richards, Stockdale, Rutler's in the backfield. Wander's on the other side here. Slot receiver, far side. This is going to come left side. Stockdale's going to cut it up. But near the 30, going to be a scrum. They're going to push the ball up to the 31. It's going to be a pickup of 5. Give a second and 5 with 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. Great pickup by Stockdale. He took the pitch around the left side, cut it back up. He's able to pick up 5 yards on the play.
Stockdale, ball carrier for North
Massachusetts,
stopped in there by number
7. Excellent run.
For the Braves.
Excellent run by Stockdale. Okay, that's steady. Steady, that's that. Got Bortel. Bortel goes in motion far side. I formation there behind Richards. We had one of the North Massachusetts tackles leave a little early.
That guy was 85, Kohler.
I think that was Kohler. Kohler jumped just a little bit early. So that's going to take that 5 yards that Stockdale just picked up. That's going to take it back. It's going to put us back 2nd and 10. More back on the real line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line.
5 yards will feed you on it against North Africa and move it back to the...
Yeah, I forget. It's not a touchdown high school ball. It's an illegal procedure.
So everybody knows what you're talking about.
I'll call it a false start. We can call it an illegal procedure. But the penalty puts them back 2nd and 10. Back on the very 26, the North Africa 26-yard line. High formation behind Richards. Richards going to roll out right side. Got a receiver open. Diving for the 20.
Slaughter.
This is pass intended for number 9, Sabia, is incomplete.
Yeah, I think it was Wanders. He called it number 9, but we're on the Wanders was called aside. There we go. The PA announced it. Yeah,
fixed it. Third down and 10.
Third and 10, ball on the little half 26 side line with 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Montezuma up 6-0. Couple big plays for Montezuma to get the ball down into Warhawk territory to touch in the score. Richards back to pass. That's going to go. Oh! Simmons just about came down with that one up around the 40-yard line. He got a hand on it. Looks like he had a chance to get it. Just wasn't able to pull it in. So it's going to bring up a fourth down. The punt team is going to be on the field here for the Warhawks.
0-for-4 passing right now.
Hasn't completed a pass yet tonight for Richards.
Timeout.
Richards was counting. He only had 9 other guys out there with him. So we're still one short on the kick team. So Nova Hester is going to take a timeout with 4:27 to go here in the first quarter.
Montezuma,
6-0 in the first quarter. Give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Slenderland there in Oskaloosa, when it comes to relaxation, that can be the plush reclining sofa. Take over, Tommy. There's one thing I enjoy with the plush reclining sofa.
Oh, so did I.
Saturday afternoons with the Hawkeye game on, or Sunday afternoons with some sort of various ones under the NFL game on. That has to be the Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes on Saturday for Tommy. When it comes to saving more, nobody beats Slenderland Furniture. Shop now for up to 55% off. Lists on reclining sofas and chairs, plus more like bedrooms and mattresses, including Sealy Posturepedic, Beauty Rest, Relax and Slim. Shop the big reclining and more sale only at Slenderland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more at Slenderland.com. That snap here, Richie's there to get the kick. It's going to be a short kick. That was going to land it for 40. Take a great break. Spray is going to take over here with the ball on the North Mahaska 35-yard line.
36.
Where the
baseline
is.
Takes
it up to 36. Going to get the ball first and 10, ball on the North Mahaska 36-yard line. Warren Moshman.
Flagville getting his ankle looked at.
Flagville's on the sideline here. Warren gets a snap, hands off left side. That's going to be number 43. That pass to 30.
Kohler on the stop.
Kohler on the stop. It's going to pick up the dollar for number 43, Lyons. Lyons picking up five, bring up a second five. They're going to call it four. Warren's going to take the snap. This left side of the Lyons. Lyons is going to be caught right off the line of scrimmage and driven down. That's number 10, Simmons in on the stop. He's going to pick up two. That's going to bring up a third and two here for the Braves.
We're going to get a stop.
Big third down here for North Mahaska. If the Braves haven't had a whole lot of resistance here. Three receivers. Side receiver in. Wilhelm's going to take the snap in that right side. He's going to cut back up past the 20, down to the 18. Lyons taking the pitch and going to take it up for the first down. Going to pick up six on the play.
Kohler on the stop.
Kohler on the stop for the Warhawks.
Kohler didn't touch him. He would have been gone.
Yeah, Kohler was the last line of defense here. Warhawk with three receivers, two backs, face the handoff. Doesn't have anybody. He's got a receiver on the stop. Going to make it past the 15. Down the 5. It's in. Going to go in for the score. Number 21, James Parker. Six of other screen pass here on the near side and up the near sideline and in for the score. So 3:20 to go. That's Montezuma 12. Warhawk 0. Better line up here for this point attempt. The same weird way. Their entire line except for the centers on the far side of the field.
There's 12 man. Here comes the.
He comes off. Now the line comes back over. They're going to line up and do a traditional kick here. Snaps down. Kick is up. Oh, kick is no good. Wide right on the point of 10 after.
Rutledge just leveled for hell.
Ashley on the kick for Montezuma. Kick wide right. That puts us at 12-0 with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Montezuma on top of the Warhawks. Montezuma giving a short field fourth win on that drive, was able to punch it in from 36 yards out. Tom's going to check some area scores, and while he's doing that, give us a chance to thank Community First Credit Union. And your voice, you know, my voice is pretty powerful, Tommy, but the Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. It's there to help you out with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website, c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook, the federally insured by the NCUA. Wayne 8, Murray 13, J.J. Kiela 6, Waffalo 0. And it looks like everybody else is all lined up at zeros.
Probably some of the games just getting ready to kick off, 7:30 kickoff. We have 7 o'clock kickoff here. We're almost all the way through the first quarter. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. See the Braves leading 12-0. Number 8, McKee, getting ready to kick off for Montezuma for the third time tonight. As Montezuma kicked off the opening kickoff and has scored on their two possessions. McKee will kick over. Kick in the field at about the 17-yard line, up to 25, the 30, up to about to the 31.
Jaden Hidler,
we got some good news. Number 71.
Ludlow got his head checked out, maybe toe-tap. He's back in there for the Warhawks. Warhawks going to take over the ball here, first and 10, ball on their own 31-yard line.
He's not going to get hurt again.
Yep, hopefully they got that leg taped up. He's their center. Richards in the backfield. Four receivers set for the Warhawks. Richards trying to complete his first pass. He's going to drop back. So the big pass here side. Richards lost his footing. He's going to pick up about a half yard on the play. He has some room to run there.
The
yeah, we talked about it earlier, Tom, with the rain we had yesterday. It's kind of usual that field last weekend. That's my ass was pretty dry and hard. Miles in the upper field in pretty good shape here for the middle of the season.
Looks like they need a mow.
Does look a little hairy. On your side of the field, four receivers again for Richards. Stocks in the backfield with him. Richards takes it. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. He's met at the 30-yard line. They drill it down a yard short. Number 71, Dugan. Dugan in for the Braves, and the stop's going to...
Matthew Dugan on the stop.
Going to lose two, so the one we got, we lost another. We're not going to win them third and 11 for the Warhawks with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. 12-0, Montezuma. First quarter been all Montezuma so far. Richards, four receivers set, too near, too far. High snap, he comes down with it. Got a man. Gets a hand on it, but it's just far enough behind that he's not able to come down with it.
Glad he got a hand on it, because I don't think...
The little Wilhelm is back there for the Braves. Wilhelm would have had a good shot of catching that one.
Yeah,
he waters in and touch him.
I didn't know he got one back.
We have another first time here for the Warhawks. Richard, the last kick, makes something out of nothing on a tough snap. Inside his own 20-yard line. Richards gets the ball, comes up. Low line drive kick. Ball's going to land about the Warhawk 47, fly out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 46. So the Braves are going to take over. A minute 58 to go in the first quarter. Braves will be taking over at the 46, first and 10. 1:58 to go as they flip sides here. Seems like Malazine had a lot of plays in Warhawk territory so far tonight, Tommy.
He had probably, what, 2-3 plays outside or in the Braves' own territory?
Mm-hmm. Warhawk in the backfield, four receivers. Got lines, man in motion. Warhawk takes it. Going to hand off. Lines is in the back. They're driven back for a loss of 3. Polpier and Hibner, I think.
Yep.
Hibner and Polpier ran on the stop of the Warhawks.
Doesn't look like anybody even touched him on the way through.
Hibner was there first, the Polpier came. I said, in the wild. The Polpier comes in, he likes to give that finish from there, and somebody got him stood up. So that's going to bring up a second 13, we're going to call it second 14 ball at midfield for the Braves. Wilhelm with Lyons behind him. Takes the snap. He's going to hand off right side of Wilhelm. Wilhelm is met at the 49. He's forward to the 47. Stockton went on the stop. Blood rolled in there, too. Stockton and Blood rolled in on the stop. He's going to pick up two of the three to the last. That's going to bring up a third and 11 here for the Braves.
just barely in North Mahaska territory. Four receivers set for the Braves. Three receivers far side and one receiver here. Wilhelm got a line behind him in the pistol set here. Just about 3 yards behind. He's going to take a snap. He's going to roll out left side. Looking downfield. He's got a man open. Looks like everybody in the D line is going to take it. Or one's going to take it down the far side. He's going to come back in. Hit the 25 up past the 20. Take it. He's rolled around.
He was rolled out and we got flag on the play.
Wilhelm cut it back across the field. Looked like he was rolled over, but I don't know if he ever went down. Maybe this is the play dead, but I don't think he ever hit the ground. And we've got a flag on the play on the far side as well. The way Mark Mask is talking here, this may be on, they're backing up. This may be on the Braves. Holding. Holding on the Braves. So that's going to bring this play back. It's still with the play going to be enough to give the Braves the first down.
Yeah.
If you want to see what's on that far side, everybody cleared out. We'll have had a run to that far sideline.
I mean, that's a good thing for them because then they got the receivers up there to block.
Up there to block. I think they got one of the receivers down the field with the hold. So even with the penalty.
They moved the ball to the North Mahaska 27-yard
line. First and 10 down on the North Mahaska 27-yard line here for the Braves. Three receivers on the near side here for Montezuma. One receiver far side. Wilhelm with lines behind him in the pistol set. Wilhelm is going to take the snap. He's going to roll out right side. Looking down the field. He's going to throw it up for grabs. He's got a receiver in the end zone. Way over throwing number 12, Tyler Geiger.
Richards on the coverage.
Is incomplete.
Richards back in coverage on that. He just kind of threw that one up.
Second down and 10.
Well, and it just barely out the back of the end zone, but the well over the head of Geiger. So that's going to bring up a second 10 ball on the North Mahaska 27. We're down just inside,
is that 157 seconds?
15:27.
Oh, okay.
Better than Braves up 12-0. No harm in the pistol. He's going to hand up left side of the line. The line's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be dragged down by Rutledge. Legbold. Hopefully he was in there. About a third of the North Mahaska defense. Moving back, just past the line of scrimmage for a pickup of one. That's going to be on 39. But the clock's going to run out here on the first quarter. Montezuma Braves 12, North Mahaska Warhawks 0.
Bring up a third down and 8.
As the first quarter comes to a close, you know, Tommy, it's been all Montezuma so far.
Montezuma 12.
Yeah, Montezuma's looking pretty tough, but North Mahaska's hanging in there.
I tell you what, North Mahaska's defense has made some stops, but it's been the big plays for the Braves that basically had them in control of this game completely. 8-12-0 after the first quarter. Nathan Lynch for the assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. In Maple Ridge and Oskaloosa, we've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home life setting. They offer a variety of amenities to assist in your care or that of your loved one. With round-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance and the assistance that will be there when you need them. Maple Ridge for the assisted living and memory care here in Oskaloosa. School updates?
I'm getting there. Well, do you think Maple Ridge would accept me because, you know, memory?
I think they'd accept anybody. Maple Ridge for the assisted living. If you need assisted living care, Maple Ridge would take it.
I said Regina, 21, Eddieville, 0, 21-0.
That Regina team's a tough team.
Deacon, 21, Pleasantville, 0.
Keep it over Pleasantville. We're going to see both those teams here this year.
Carlisle, 7, Winterset, 0.
Wilhelm getting set to take the snap. Two backs. He's going to hit it off right side. That's Lyons. Lyons back to Lyons scrimmage. He cuts back. That passed the 20 down to the 19. He's going to bring up a 4th and 2 here for the Braves.
Stockdale Richards on that stop.
Stockdale Richards in.
We have to call Christian 10, Des Moines Christian 0.
Okay.
Van Buren 8. Waco 0.
Be a tough Waco team that we saw here a couple weeks ago. Got three backs in the backfield with the pistol set over Wilhelm. Wilhelm takes it. He's going to hand off the Lions. Lions around the left side. Met at the 20-yard line. Fast forward to the 19. We'll see if we're going to stop this one. This one's going to be close. Before the line judge ran out, I don't think he had enough to get it.
Great stop by the Warhawks. The Warhawks going to take over the ball here. Yeah, turn it over on downs for the Braves. That's going to give the Warhawks the ball back right inside their own 19-yard line. First and 10 with 11:23 to go here in the second quarter. Clock stops with the change of possession.
Warhawks will take over on downs first and 10.
Richards with Rutledge and Stogka behind him. Stogka receiver far side. This is going to be the left side of Stogka. Stogka is going to go right past the 40, past the 45. They'll get close to the 46.
We got flag.
Flag on the play.
That's going to go against Montezuma.
I think they're going to get hassled. They're going to get hassled with a little bit of confidence after the play was over. He went and tried to rip the ball, and I don't know if something was said or...
They've been pulling, pushing, talking, yelling.
It's been a dogfight here so far, but they're going to call this one here. Dead bad personal foul. That's personal line conduct out at number 40 for the Braves. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty. He was up past the 25. Why was he going to call a timeout here to talk about this? The refs, let that go for too long. This can get out of hand in a hurry. Yeah.
Going
to move the ball up. With 11:16 to go, that's going to stop the clock. Montezuma is going to stop and talk about it here. But he did. I'm not sure if something was said or what the coach's talking to him here about. With 11:16 to go, though, with 5 miles in the slip there in the first half, 12-0 is the score.
Some of the parents down here are saying, don't know yourself to half the half is standard.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's on both sides here? You know, there's been kind of sippy on both sides, and, it's up to the coaches and the officials to keep this a fair and clean game. You know, some of these are going to school 13 miles apart. So, like I said, back to some parents earlier this week, it'll be a little bit of a chippy game between these two teams, but hopefully the officials can get it under control here. Let's ask the first and 10 on their 41-yard line. With the change of quarterback traveling left or right as you face your radio dial. Rutledge and Stogka on the backfield, fly receiver the far side, Wanders in your side, Richards under center. He's going to head up to the back. Rutledge's going to get it past the 40. 42. Push forward, up close to the 43. They're going to go about 2 yards on the play. They're running up a second 8 for the Warhawks here. Well, the sun goes down these cool evenings. Finally starting to feel like football weather.
Yes, it is.
We had those first couple of weeks, it was just unbearably hot and cut out of July.
Yeah, you got your State Farm sweatshirt on and
got long sleeves and jeans on this week. And two receivers near side here for Richards. Rutledge just talked to that. Richards going to drop back to pass. Pass is going to be up. How's he going to be completed? We're going to have a flag on the flat. I believe that's Simmons on the set. No, that's Simmons.
Simmons
in the flat here on the near side with the catch. Going to pick up not much, about a half yard, but we do have a flag on the play.
I think it was pass interference.
See, as he was coming back, Richards had a man in his face as he rolled back here to the near side. Richards is going to tap it over at the spot of the ball here. Actually, it looks like he's up about the 42 and a half. Close to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, that's right there.
Looks like they're going to get the secondary Montezuma in on that one for possible pass interference on the play as Simmons was coming back to the ball. Yep. They're going to call a hold on that.
Holding indicated against Montezuma.
All right, so North Mahaska is going to get the ball here in Montezuma territory for first time tonight. That's going to bring up a first down with that 10-yard penalty. First and 10, ball on the base 37-yard line. North Mahaska got the ball here on the other side of the field. It's going to have a receiver out here on the short side of the field. Slot receiver. Rutledge and Stockton in behind Richards in the backfield. Richards under center. They'll take the snap. It's left side. Stockton is going to get it up. 46 down to the 45. Going to pick up about a yard and a half. Call it 2. That's going to bring up a second and 8 here for the Warhawks.
The 15, Gregson in on the stop for Mount
Gregson in for the stop for the Braves. 2:05 to go to that. Braves here in the first half. 12-0 is the lead for Montezuma.
For the Warhawks.
9.5, they're going to round the bell, so they're going to call it 2nd and 9 here. Ball down inside the 46-yard line of the Braves. Richards going to break huddle. We're going to go four wide receivers here. Richards and Stockdale in the backfield. Richards going to take it. He'll pass it. That's going to be number 10 Simmons there on the catch. Down to the 39. Pick up of about 6, call it 7. That's going to bring up a 3rd and short for the Warhawks. Great step back for Richards. He found Simmons there right in the middle of the field.
Third down.
Simmons made a great catch and was met immediately by the defender Sescobo. The 3rd and 2, ball just inside the Braves 40-yard line with 9:15 to go here in the second quarter. Richards under center. Wanders near side. Wellers and Stockton. Richards going to take the snap. He's going to run straight up the field. Okay, down to the 30. It looks like the ball hit the ground.
Richards serves the ball.
Richards took a snap right off the left side of the center. Was able to get up the field, pick up the back side, but that's the hit on the ball. He went down. South going to the Braves, the 1st and 10, on their own 29-yard line with 9:03 to go here in the first quarter.
9 minutes and 3 seconds.
No mistakes. We've talked about it all season. This Warhawk team has the talent, but fumbles and some mental lapses have led them to give their opponents another shot. So, 5 receivers out here for the Braves. Warhawk takes the snap. Goes left side. He's going to throw it up. Richards is there. Oh, pass intended is number 3.
Long back.
Well, they get from his far into the ground. He had a chance of catching that. Richards was in on coverage for it.
He had Wanders right behind him in case they did catch it.
Flag on the play, though.
Oh,
seems like there's been illegal man downfield. Okay, so. Let's go push the ball back. It's going to be first down before driving back to 1st and 15 here. Montezuma is going to get another shot at 1st and 15 here with 8:55 to go. Lead this one 12-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah, I only got one penalty for North Madison right now.
Yep.
That was an illegal formation.
Yep. 3 backs. We're on the backs to 3 receivers. They end up right side the lines. Lines are going to turn back the other way. Going to cut across the field. He's got just on the near side. Right past the 40. 35, 50. He's going to be met by Richard. Rich is going to drag him out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That was Nussman. Nussman there on the 30. He was met by Richard. And Richard drove him out of bounds at the Warhawk 40-yard line. Montezuma side of the field, that's a penalty on that one. But I tell you what, he went high. He caught him around the shoulder pads, but I don't think that was there's
no penalty there that I saw.
Yeah, it didn't look like, I don't know if they wanted a face mask on that one or what, but he was able to drag Mossman out of bounds right at the 41-yard line.
I think they wanted a horse collar.
Well, he had him around the shoulder pads, it looked to me. So, but that's going to give him a 1st and 10. Great run up field by Mossman. Warhawk in the backfield, Mossman hiding, 3 receivers far side, 1 receiver near side. Warhawk's going to take the snap, he's going to roll right side, Popier's going to, left leg is going to run him out of the backfield, put him behind him, he's going to be dragged from behind by Popier, he's going to make it down to the 31, we're down close to another first down for the Braves here.
24 for North
Madison. 2 inches short.
Popier on the stop, but I think we're going to call a 2nd and short here for the Braves. 8:21 to go in the second quarter. Ball on the far side of the field.
Ball's on the 31-yard line of North Madison.
This is going to start getting real interesting right here. That's what North Madison doesn't want him to score.
Wilhelm in. 2 backs behind him. He's going to hand down. Take the handoff. Going to toss out here to the flat. That's going to come on. He's going to be up off the field. He's going to take it in. Number 21, James Barker. Same play they scored on that last series on the other side of the field. They take the handoff to Mossman and then on the flats to Barker. Barker's able to run around the left side and take it in for about 31 yards out.
Mike's got 2 weapons right there, Mossman and
Barker and Ryan. See, Ryan was coming in and running some in the first quarter. So that puts us at 18-0. The Braves lead this one. We're better than to go here in the second quarter. Braves look like they're going to line up for just a traditional
two-point conversion.
No, they're going to go. They're going to go for two here. Wilhelm with two receivers, one receiver at each side, and he's got a man in motion. Washman behind him. He's going to pitch it out left side to Washman. Washman's going to try to make it around the edge. He's going to make it up close to the goal line. And he's going to make it in for the score. Regnard tried to stop it from making it around that, this near side, but he made it in for the two-point conversion. That puts it 20-0. Montezuma Braves up on the Warhawks with 8-1 to go here in the second quarter. It's been all Braves so far, Tommy.
Yes, they have.
Big running plays, couple passes, little bubble screens, and they're able to get some positive yards, and it is all blue and white here tonight. Warhawks need to find something and find it quick and see if they can solve this, what the Braves have been throwing at them. I do know one of our other sponsors is Windstream, and I don't have the ad to read through here, but I know that KIIC has been able to save a ton by switching to Windstream. Seek out Windstream's not available in all areas, so seek out a Windstream rep, give them a call, see if it can save you on your internet at long distance. We thank Windstream and all our sponsors for helping keep us on the air here in this 2013 edition of Friday Night Lights. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent, Montezuma. Stop by and see us at 807 A Avenue West, or give us a call at 641-673-4462. We can save you tons of money. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Internet. I can say, we can say whatever, can we?
Well, you saved me some money, so.
All right. I saved Tommy some money. Stop in there, 807 A Avenue West. Stop and see us any day of the week. Say hi to myself, Sarah and Megan, in the office.
Number 9.
Hey, can I tell them if they can call you at midnight, too?
They can call me at midnight, that's right. Kick's going to be up. Stockton's going to take about the 20, making it to the 25. He's made it to 26. Stockton made it to 26-yard line by Montezuma. North Manhattan's going to take over first and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 7:56 to go here in the second quarter. All Montezuma Braves so far. Montezuma leading this one 20-0.
And they're on 27-yard line.
7:56
to go.
That was a nice kick right there. I think that was the best one I've seen in this whole game.
Great kick by the Montezuma Braves. Number 8, Brady Keeg. He's had quite a workout so far here in this first half.
Yeah, I think
that was his fourth kickoff. They kicked off the end of the game.
Yeah, you're right.
My formation, Richards gets it. Richards going to pass it out.
Through Kohler's hands.
Kohler seemed to catch it, seemed to bother it. Probably was going to come down with it, and it was hit at the last minute, and the ball was dropped. He was up around the 35-yard line. So, very complete pass. Going to bring up second 10 for North Manhattan for the 7:50 to go.
You know, it's like what I was told by TV during the hot dog game. Catch the ball and then run.
I think he thought that he had the catch made on that one. It was going to take off and just didn't have it quite down yet. Volunteer for Kohler, incomplete pass, going to bring up a second 10 with 7:50 to go. Right on the North Manhasca 27-yard line. Throw receiver set for Richards. The starter in the backfield. There's the formation. He's got a man open. That's hit. Volunteer for number 12. That's Portel. Volunteer took in the secondary by the Braves. That's going to bring up a third and 10 on the incomplete pass. He had the man for a minute. That ball was thrown a little bit higher. I think he would have had that one. 10-10 for North Manhasca. First half of this game has been all Braves, all blue and white so far. Coach Harris is going to take a minute here to talk it over with the Warhawks. 7:46 to go. We can have a discussion with those offense and see if they can put something here on the board before halftime. So far here in the first half, it's been all Montezuma.
We got a score for you. Call it 9, Knoxville 0.
Oh, Knoxville. A penalty being Grinnell last week.
That was a good, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
And you know at 14, a Pelma 0. And Oskaloosa 7, Sheraton 0.
Oskaloosa up on 9. I thought earlier in the season that Oskaloosa team is going to going to surprise some people, I feel. They had a tough run the first couple of weeks, but certainly going to have a run out of here later in the season.
We'll see when they have to play a power.
Yeah, that's true. We still got time on the schedule for that Oskaloosa team. We still got some pretty good teams on track for the West North Miasca team. Deacon, Lindbrook, Southern Pleasantville.
BMG?
BMG. BGM, I believe it is. BGM. And it's as Richards intercepted by Lyons, the 30-yard line. He's going to return down inside the 20, 5-10. Led by Stogville. Richards had a man under three, and Lyons was able to step in front of him. The Lyons returns it down inside the 10-yard line.
I think Richards is just trying to throw bullet passes instead of
these little. He had the man there, and it looked like he had the arm strength to get it just a little underthrown, and Lyons was able to step in front of it.
Intercepted ball to about the Nebraska 8-yard line, one of the first and goal to go for the save.
First and goal to go inside the 10, down to the 8 for the Braves, with 7:36 to go here in the second quarter. Well, how many offense for the Braves taking the field here? Wilhelm's going to come to the line. He's got two receivers far side. Two tight ends in for the Braves. High snap. Almost didn't make the handoff happen. It's going to hand off number 21. That's going to be Barker. Barker's going to run up the right side, down inside, down close to the 5. That's going to bring up second goal to the ball on the 5-yard line for the Braves.
You said Barker?
Barker. Kyle Barker, number 21.
He
was in the... in the back row there. Looks like Marshman. We got Marshman out. Yeah, Marshman's right also. Oh, Wilhelm tried to do a quick snap there. That's going to be a false start penalty on the Braves. That's going to push him back 5.
Matty Fresh is livid right now. He ran right up the field. And
not sure what didn't get make it out there, but it's a real time trying to quick snap out and catch the North Miasca Warhawk defense off guard. Doesn't seem like the line in the backfield were in since there. So that's going to push it back. Second goal to go, on the 10-yard line. Warhawk with Barker behind him, slot receiver near far side, wide receiver far side. He'll take it, going to hand off this near side to Barker. Barker's going to run up past the 10. Barker's going to be driven down. And inside the 10, down to the 4-yard line.
And
the call Bertel in on the stop.
Nice stop for Bertel right there.
Bertel was hanging off for dear life and was able to drag him down at the 4-yard line.
They don't
lift the height and weight on these for the players, but I would venture to guess that Bertel's giving up a few pounds and maybe a few inches even to Barker on that one. So he was able to drag Barker down inside the 5, down the 4-yard line. The Wilhelm is going to come to the line. Pistol set. Barker behind him. Takes the snap. Let's take the handoff. And Wilhelm's going to take this one and step around the right side into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Montezuma. That puts us at 26-0.
The Braves.
Montezuma Braves over the Warhawks with 6:21 to go here in the second quarter.
Can I say Montezuma's Brave?
They're all Braves. They're all Braves.
There we go.
Braves are going to line up for the extra point attempt here. Number 8, McKee for the kick. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick was good for the Braves. Puts us at 27-0 with 6:21 to go. 6:21 to go here in the second quarter. It's been all Montezuma. All blue and white. Wendell Campbell, you're going to receive our major touchdown. Tommy Jenkins will bring it to you live here from the Montezuma, Iowa, week number 5 of Friday Night Lights.
Mayhem and Marty.
We're going to see you live out on the interwebs to KIIC feed number 6. We're from the Thunderbolt app. We're going to KIIC feed number 6. We're going to be bringing you all the North Miasca Warhawks football games this season.
If you're listening to us, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. But if you're still out there listening, we appreciate it. We're going to be here to the better end. Hopefully, Coach Rhett and the Warhawks can get something figured out, get on the board here before halftime. This kind of feels like when we were out a couple weeks ago in Lake Tommy.
Jeff was trying some real bright shots. The Warhawk defense came out played very well. Very well in that first quarter. The Braves were able to punch it in, but it seemed like they were playing with a lot of hard getting in. There was a little kind of some chippy plays on defense, and we just kind of got past that, but it's been all Montezuma here so far. Montezuma leading this one 27-0 with 6:21 to go. McKee getting ready to kick off for what, the fifth time, sixth time here for the Montezuma Braves here in the first half. Montezuma will be kicking right to left. Rutledge and Stocks are back. Kick is up. Ball is going to bounce about the 15. Rutledge is going to get a hand on it at the back of the 11. He's going to come up. He's going to be down. He's going to down at the 13-yard line. Carson Leisure in on the stop for the Braves. So the Morehouse are going to take over first and 10, ball inside their 15-yard line. First and 10, down to 13. .6:13 to go here in the second quarter. But all Braves leading this one 27-0. They're going to give them the 14th, so first and 10 from the Warhawk 14-yard line.
Well, let's hope Richards doesn't have another interception. He's already got two.
Two interceptions in the first half for Richards. High formation, three backs behind him. Stockdale's going to run left side. Hook past the 15. Power gets pushed forward for another one. Going to be up to about the 16. He'll pick up the two, bring him second eight with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Number 33, the ball.
They're going to give him three up to the 17. So he's second and seven.
Gain of four of play, second down, and six.
They're giving him four. It didn't look like it from here, but
they keep giving him yards. I don't care.
High formation against Stockdale. Hand off the right side. He stops the line of scrimmage and driven back. Driven back for a loss of one. Call it two. That's going to be third down and eight.
The ball carrier is tapped in there by number 77, Michael Dugan.
Dugan in on the stop for the Braves. Brings up third and eight.
Back to the 16-yard line.
Ball on the 16-yard line in North Mahaska. Richards under center, two tight ends, three down backs. There he comes in motion to the near side. We'll fake the handoff. Got a man down the sideline. That's Brooksell. Brooksell is going to make the catch, but Brooksell out of bounds. Brooksell coming down about the 34-yard line, but right on the sideline. Not sure if he had to make an adjustment to catch that one. Well, if he wasn't aware of where he was at on the sideline, but he made a great catch, just came down out of bounds. Would have been a first down, good field position for the Warhawks.
If he would have caught that, he would have been gone.
Now, he didn't have anybody behind him. He was in behind the defense. But that's going to bring him a fourth down, which brings the punt team on for North Mahaska with 4:58 to go here in the second quarter. Montezuma leading at 27-0. Richards back to take the snap here. Richards take the snap.
Nice part.
Kicks up. Spiraling kick. Going to be fielded about the 47, into the 45, down to the 43.
Two flags
on the play. One looked like it was part of was during the play, and one looked like it was after the play was over. Ball is right here in front of us, here on top of the, up in the Eagle's nest. Look on top of the press box.
No, I think we're in the Warhawk nest.
The Warhawk nest. So official's going to take a minute to talk it over with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. North Mahaska behind him. That's what Monty leads at 27-0.
It could be offsetting penalty.
See what the officials come up with. They're talking it over between two or three of them here.
It looks like it's put both on.
We're trying to decide if the ball goes back and then it comes forward. Personal foul against North Mahaska after an illegal block in the back.
Indicated against North Mahaska and a block in the back. Indicated against Montezuma.
So this one, they're going to go ahead and position it back into Brave territory at the 47-yard line, which would have been where the penalty would end up after the block in the back, but then the personal foul after the play was over, which would have, it was a 15-yard penalty assessed. So that's going to give the Braves the ball in North Mahaska territory. First and 10 at the North Mahaska 37-yard line.
First and
10, Miles Lindholm. First and
2
Miles. 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. Wilhelm, shotgun here with five receivers. Three receivers on the far side, two receivers on the near side. Barker goes in motion. Barker's going to take the handoff across the middle. He's going to be met. Then driven back by Staghill.
21, Dane Barker, the ball carrier for Montezuma.
Captain Polpeter, Portell was in there.
Captain by number 9.
Wrightville was in there.
Staghill.
They're going to give Staghill the credit, but he had four or five other guys helping him there.
Oh, yeah.
The pick up of two on the play for the Braves is going to bring up a second and second eight. With 4:20 to go.
4-yard line,
where Natcher's going to give him second and seven, so I will too. Second seven with 4:11 to go here in the second quarter. Wilhelm out, shotgun formation with Lions behind him, two receivers far side, two receivers near, man comes in motion. Wilhelm is going to pass it to the near side to Flats. Pass is complete. They're going to cut the near sideline. That's after 15 to 20. Can be drilling down. He's going to be stopped inside the 10-yard line. That's out of bounds at the 7. Gibson took the little bubble screen pass here on the near side, was able to get around the edge and up. Knocked out of bounds inside the 10.
Can get the ball down around the 7-yard line in North Nashville.
Give him first and goal to go for the Braves. With 3:54 to go. Fox stopped with the out of bounds play.
Are you sure?
He just whistled it live.
Oh, okay.
Fox stopped with the out of bounds. Wilhelm, kind of a pistol formation, Lions behind him. He's going to hand off right side to Lions. Lions met in the backfield, driven down by Rutledge. Stopped down, he picked up two, ball down to the 5-yard line. Second goal to go, ball up from the 5 with 3:26 to go.
Second down and goal to go from the 5.
Tell you what, the PA announcer here, he's probably one of the most informative PA announcers we've had.
Must be good.
He likes to call a game, too, which is all right. We'll take the help. Second goal to go, ball on the 5-yard line with 3:09 to go here in the second quarter. Braves break the huddle. Wilhelm's got Lions behind him. Barker beside him. Two receivers far side, one receiver near side. Lions is going to take it. Going to hand off the Lions to the right side. No, he's going to take it himself. He's going to run around the right side and up and in. Wilhelm takes the handoff.
That's nice. He takes the handoff.
Wilhelm did that the last time around. Touchdown puts the Braves up 33-0, 2:53 to go here in the first half.
That's a touchdown.
Tommy took it two times. 33-0, Montezuma, all Montezuma here in the first half tonight with 2:53 to go.
Time out.
Looks like Montezuma had a tough time, but didn't have everybody they needed out for the extra point attempt or the try.
Does this game remind you of any other game that you've seen lately?
kind of reminiscent of the Waco game here a couple weeks ago. Don't think that North Nashville can hope that an ineligible player will wipe this one out, though.
You never know.
Liability here at Montezuma tonight. We were hoping for mayhem at Montezuma, but what it's turned out to be, it's been all Braves all the time here in the first half. Short field, long field, Montezuma has had let's get North Nashville on their heels this entire first half. Wyndham Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa, coming to you live from week 5 of Friday Night Lights, North Nashville Warhawks football. Montezuma going to make it back out here. Get ready for the attempt.
I think they're going to go for two.
Looks like they're going to go ahead and go for two here. I'm not sure with a 33-0 lead. Just checking to see what sort of plays they have. Wilhelm rolls out, takes the pitch left side. Wilhelm's going to go ahead and take it himself. Wilhelm in for the two-point conversion. That's just a 35-0. All Braves, all Montezuma here tonight with 2:53 to go here in the first half. And we did line up to kick here again, which then I think this would be the sixth kick for the sixth kickoff for the first half. Gives us a chance to thank East Market and Grocery. The East Market Grocery is your hometown locally owned grocery store. They have a full meat and deli department, a substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, a fire menu, heat and eat items, all for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 3. That's East Market Grocery in New Sharon. Also want to thank Cargo of New Sharon. Cargo of New Sharon has all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed, beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargo of New Sharon for all your pre-file applications. Check out the prepay options. That's Cargill and New Sharon.
Oskaloosa, 14-0, second quarter.
Oskaloosa up on that one, 14-0.
I'm going in for the three-point conversion.
Brady McKeating getting set to kick off here for the Montezuma Braves. Starkville and Rutledge back. Kicks up. Starkville's going to shoot it back to 20 here on the near side. He's going to duck around the 30, 35, 40. Starkville up past midfield, pushed out of bounds. He was able to make it up around the edge, and he's going to go ahead and make it up past midfield as the Warhawks are going to get the ball in Montezuma territory for only the second time tonight. Looking right at the 50-yard line. So Montezuma, with their sixth or seventh kickoff of the night, Stockdale's able to take it around the near side here and get some positive yards, about a 30-yard kick return. Four receivers set here for Richards. Richards in the shotgun with Stockdale to his left. He's going to take it on the left side. He's going to keep it himself up past the 50, down to the 48. He'll pick up two. That's going to bring up the second eight here for the Warhawks. As he runs that left side, looks like, I'm not sure if that was a planned option or if it was just kind of a faked option for pass and then he took it himself. Second and eight for the Warhawks. Ball on the Braves 48-yard line. Again, four receivers set for Richards. Stocks over Richards left. Bortel goes in motion to give you three receivers on the high side. He's going to swing it out to Bortel. Bortel has the back to the driven back with number seven, Seth Valkenkamp. Lost a one on, lost a three on the play. So they bring up a third and 11 for the Warhawks. Tell you what, Tommy, the Warhawks just can't seem like they can get two consecutive plays in the row to go their way. Positive pickup by Richards and then a loss there by Bortel on the little bubble screen. Getting four receivers set. They're going to whistle this one dead before it got started.
Flag on the play.
I mean, really a procedure or a false start, as most of us more commonly know it. Gets a little off. So that's going to bring up third down and 16 with a minute 36 to go here in the second quarter. The Braves lead this one 35-0. Coach, you're out of the law. I'm hoping you get something positive here going into the locker room at halftime. Inside a minute 30 to go here in the first half, 35-0. Braves over the Warhawks, third down and 16. Four receivers set. Richards is going to take it. Then he's going to go ahead and pitch it up to Stockdale. Stockdale on the left side, up past midfield, down to the 47. They're going to mark him down at the 49, though.
Good job,
dude. As he rolled forward. Stockdale was able to cut it back and get about seven positive yards, but we're still going to come up on a fourth down.
By number three, Mitch Gibson for the Braves.
Gibson in on the stop for the Braves. Fourth and nine to go to the inside a minute here in the second quarter. First half action, North Nebraska Warhawks behind in this one, 35-0, hoping to get something positive before halftime happens. The clock's running down. Looks like Coach Harris is going to call a timeout here about the time that the play clock's going to run out. Yep, Coach Harris is going to call a timeout here. 38.6 seconds to go here in the first half. Fourth and nine to go for the Warhawks.
All right, what do you do? Do you go for it or do you punt?
You know, I think with the time that's left and if you do turn the ball over at midfield, I think you give your defense a chance to stop the Braves. maybe make some bright spots here in the first half. You know, you said it earlier, it's kind of like that Waco game from a couple of weeks ago. It was really tough to find some bright spots. Seemed like early on in that first quarter, the Warhawks came out and played with a lot of heart. They played a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they certainly was able to see it. But now, since they seem like they've just been steamrolled here by the Braves in the first half, it's been tough for them to get something going again. So after the timeout, they're going to break. Looks like Richards is going to go back deep into a punt formation here.
And the son of Richards back to
punt
for
Northside. Gibson. Gibson's going to be back inside his 20. Richards is able to get the kickoff, kick to the far sideline. That's going to land about the 21. That's going to roll up. And it's going to roll out about the 23. He's going to mark at the 22.
22-yard punt. No. 30. Yeah.
Close to a 30-yard punt for Richards. That's going to give the Braves the ball with 30.4 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
I think I need to go back to high school.
Buddy, you knew a good math teacher.
Do I?
For those of you that don't know, Tommy, his wife Beverly teaches high school math over at Oskaloosa High School. So even her best attempt, she's still struggling with Tommy.
Yeah, everybody does.
Well, Wilhelm's going to take the snap and just take a knee on it here with just inside 30 seconds to go in the first half. Braves are content with just letting the clock run out in this first half, going into the locker room 35-0. Not sure where the play clock is here, if they're going to have to run one more play before the play clock runs out.
I think they should just run the whole clock out.
Yeah, inside four. That's going to wind it out here in the first half. So they head to the locker room. Montezuma leading this one, and it's all Montezuma tonight so far. But the Braves lead this one 35-0. Yeah, Tommy, it's like I said, it was kind of like that Waco game. It's been tough to find a bright spot so far. Because it seems like everything North Mahaska has tried to do, they came out, played with some spirit early on. Looked like it was going to be a dogfight there in the first quarter, and since then the Braves have just taken the ball and been able to roll all over the Warhawk defense. The offense has had a hard time getting really two positive plays in a row. Many lapses, you know, penalties. Interceptions, one
fumble.
Yep, then the fumble, two. Yeah, I forgot about that one. You know, the Warhawks had the ball down in the Brave territory. Richards took it off left tackle, was able to get positive yards, but lost the ball as he went down.
Yeah, he had a gain of 7 on that, then just caught the ball up as he got hit.
Yep. So looked like they were going to get something going in that one and just weren't able to. So we're going to break here for a few minutes here at halftime. 35-0, all Montezuma so far here tonight. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to be bringing you the second half North Mahaska Warhawk action live from Montezuma, Friday Night Lights, week number 5. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor, State Farm agent from Oskaloosa. We'll be back to bring you the second half in a few minutes. All over the world, thanks to the Thunderbolt app for KIIC, grandmas, grandpas, first cousins, second cousins,
aunts, uncles,
long and
nephews,
distant nephews can all tune in and listen to us every Friday night as we bring you North Mahaska Warhawk football. I tell you what, so far tonight, Tommy, it's been all Montezuma Braves football. Our school, as we start the second half here,
they're playing pretty good.
Yeah, the Montezuma Cup, man. We had a group of the younger cheerleaders out here for Montezuma. And since then, the Montezuma Cup, man, has kept us rocking here through the last part of halftime. But we've got 2 minutes to go here. Not many stats to really talk about for North Mahaska.
Well, let me talk about two interceptions.
Two interceptions by Richards.
One fumble.
A fumble on one of the only plays they've had in Brave territory here tonight.
15 yards of penalties for North Mahaska.
Yes, penalties early and often by both of these teams, more so on the Montezuma Braves side.
Montezuma Braves have 40
yards of penalties. Puts us where we're at right now, 35-0, Montezuma. All in Montezuma in the first half. That's a good reminder, PA. And next week's also a classic homecoming week for North Manhasset Warhawks. When we return home next week for Pekin,
it's
going to be on the air starting 6:45. Kickoff's going to be at 7 o'clock for this North Manhasset team next week.
Should we be on earlier?
What's that?
Should we be on earlier since it's homecoming?
I don't know. Depends on what we have to talk about. We might be there a little earlier. But we'll get that inside a minute here. I want to thank our sponsors. First and foremost, I want to thank KIIC for having us on.
Thank you,
KIIC. Thank Wendell Campbell, State Farm, and Oskaloosa. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent, located at 807 A Avenue West, 641-673-4462. We can save you on your home, your auto, business, life, insurance. Also, I don't think I can say banking and retirement.
I guess you are my State Farm neighbor.
I'm your good neighbor. I was able to save Tommy some money here a few weeks ago, so if you're in the Oskaloosa area, stop in the office and see us Monday through Friday. If you're not, give me a call anytime.
Even midnight.
Check us out. Even midnight. Check us out on Facebook. That's kind of like the... kind of like the State Farm commercial. Jake from State Farm. I get called Jake quite a bit. We're going to kick off here the second half. Montezuma deferred to the second half, so they're going to be taking the second half kickoff here. Number 75, Parker Davis, sophomore Parker Davis, getting ready to kick here for North Manhasset.
He's got some pretty good kicks.
He's had some good kicks so far this season. Hopefully we can get something going here for the Warhawks in the second half.
Well, the last couple of weeks, second half
started. Last week, English Valley took the second half kickoff 80 yards to the house.
Wait before that. Let's go.
Davis, short kicks, picked up the 30, up past the 35, down to the 40-yard line. Number 40, Jake Astley, feeling that ball back to 30, taking it up past the 40-yard line for the Braves.
Good hit by Clay Gleason.
Good hit by Gleason on the play. That's going to be the Montezuma, first and 10, ball right on the 40-yard line. Right on the near 40-yard line, I should say. Down near side of the field here. Wilhelm with two backs behind him, two receivers near side, one receiver far side for the Braves. Braves moving left to right, you can face your radio.
Out of the second half is on a continuous track now.
Barker to his left. We're going to hand off to the other Barker. Barker up past the 40, 45. No, it's the 45. He's going to be driven back. Cole Peter, Stodgill.
Legville
there on the stop there, too. I keep getting mixed up on that number 71 where I call that wheel, and we may have not done that like the first couple of weeks, not knowing that Legvold was wearing the number 71 jersey. Pick up a 5, that's going to bring up a second there. Take it back. Pick up a 6, that's going to bring up a second and 4. Ball on the Brave 46-yard line. Wilhelm in the backfield. Barker to his left. They take the snap, hand off of Barker again. Same play. He's going to be driven to the turf. By Legvold. Legvold met him in the hole.
That was a nice hit.
Great hit by Legvold. He picked up a yard. Going to give him 2 on it. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 for the Braves.
47-yard line.
All right, that's the 47. Got the 47.5-yard line. For the Braves, Wilhelm still has Barker. Barker and Moshman behind him. Two receivers far side, one receiver near. Ball on the near side of the field. Wilhelm takes it. He's going to hand it to Barker. Barker's met again. Oh, no, he took the handoff. He went out and took the ball out of his own. Out past midfield, up to the 40.
Number 2, quarterback, 39-30.
Wilhelm is going to pick up 8 and 2. He picked up 12. That's going to bring the ball down. 1st and 10, ball on the Warhawk 40-yard line.
They fooled you in that one.
He did. I thought he had it off again to Barker. Barker got near side, and I got left side of it.
Don't worry, they fooled me too.
Wilhelm, next thing we knew, Wilhelm was running far side of the field and being knocked out of bounds by the Warhawks. Three receivers set here for the Braves. Junior, one south side. They have the Mossman. Mossman's going to run up left side, up past the 35, down to the 30. Then he's brought down, down to the 27 yard line.
Wanders on the stop.
Wanders in on the stop for the Warhawks.
Number 8 wide for North Niagara. I'm going to pick up another first and 10, moving the ball down to the North Niagara 20.
Clock continues to run. 9:09 to go here in the third quarter. Miles in up on this one, 35-0. The far side of the field.
It's going to be a continuous clock.
Wilhelm's going to pitch it out near side. So Mossman's going to reverse his field, come up the other side. He's going to be driven to the turf.
And number 10, Colton.
13 Hibbler right on the stop.
There's the ball for the Braves.
Number 56, Skyler Meyer, just kind of gave up on the play.
Stopped there by number 13 and number 9.
Turned around, didn't know that Mossman had reversed his field, was coming right at him. And then Henry was able to get in for the stop. Then we have a second 8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Second half action, North Nebraska Warhawk football on KIIC Thunder Country. All the scores, one station. Big right full moon as we look off to the east here from the top of the Crow's Nest. Wilhelm's going to take the handoff toss out here to Barker. Barker's going to make a catch of the flats. He's going to go in for a score. 25-yard score. Warhawk defense bit on the fake handoff. Barker was able to get it out the flat to the near side, made it around the corner. Into the score. It was 41-0. 8:05 to go here in the third quarter.
Brody McKay getting sent to attempt the PAT for Montezuma.
PAT.
Steps down, kicks up. It was good for Montezuma.
It is good.
Brody McKay. PAT is good. It was good. That puts us at 42-0 with 8:05 to go here in the third quarter.
With 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, the score is now Montezuma 42.
I hear kazoos somewhere.
Yeah, I had to take my headset off. I thought I was hearing things.
We have a kazoo band here in Montezuma somewhere.
I thought the voice in my head was doing something.
That band's cleaning up, so they substitute in with the kazoos.
Ah, it's the parents down there. They already have kazoos.
The parents have the kazoos. The Myers in the field, Kazoo Pet Band. Give us a chance to thank some of our sponsors here. They help keep us on the air. Crowley Antiques, McGrath's, Drew Shannon, Gardner, Collier, Jewelry.
There we go.
American Queen, Jim Miller. He helps keep us on here. Nightcap Pharmacy, Ryan Seed Company, Boyd U.S. Cellular, another veteran with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, Community First Credit Union in Oskaloosa, and Community First, your voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. Maple Ridge for the Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. Lease Market and Grocery in New Sharon. Cargill in New Sharon. Proline Building Company. Building Dreams is what Proline does. They can help you realize your dream with Proline Building.
And number 33.
McKee's going to be in the kick for Miles over here. Kick is up. It's going to be fielded by Stodger, about 15. Going to be up past the 20, the 25. Hit by a red man, knocked down at the 25-yard line. Number 81, Clay Gleason, trying to make a block as he was knocked back into Stodger. He knocked Stodger down.
Well, I won't say that. Gleason had a guy trying to get to Stodger, about 100 pounds heavier. Gleason was taller.
Gleason was in trying to make the block and knock back in the Stagdale. So they're going to give him the 26-yard line. Warhawks be moving right to left as you face your radio. Offset eye behind Richards. Richards hand up to the man. That's going to be Relidge. And this gets up past the line of scrimmage. Going to pick up one. It's going to bring about a second nine with 7:19 to go to the third quarter.
Halfway number 15, Brian Grayson on the top field, Montezuma. Stopping number 33 for North Niagara. One on the play to bring up a second down and nine.
It's going to be important for them. We'll have to try to do something positive going here. You look at the scoreboard and you see you're down 42-0. Kind of like that week at Waco, it's easy to kind of give up. But continue on. You know, it's a long season. We're only in week 5. Richards comes to the line, offset high behind him, two receivers far side. Richards is going to take the handoff. He's got a man. Going to overthrow him onto the far side. That's number 12, Bortel.
Bortel
was running the far side of the field, had him there, and overthrew him.
And 9 for North Mass.
Didn't have a chance to come down or even attempt to catch slow. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 9 with 6:30 to go here in the third quarter.
6:30
to go. I don't know if Montezuma Braves defense has made as many big plays as, aside from the interceptions, but, you know, the Warhawks have had a tough time getting the ball on the positive side of the line of scrimmage. Again, two receivers far side, five formation behind Richards. Richards going to roll out right side. Got a man, he's going to overthrow, pass in front of the Wanderers.
Richards passed and didn't score number 8. Wanderers is incomplete. It was 4th down and 9.
Had Wanderers there just a little over his head.
3 for 13 passing.
3 for 13. He's had a tough time completing passes here tonight. Which, when more often than not, when you're down and you got to move the ball quickly, you revert to the passing game. And I'm sure Coach Jarrett would prefer to mix the passing in with a few runs and not run 3 passing plays in a row. Rich is going to be back inside his own 15 to kick here. Richard's good. Ball's going to bounce. That's some Braves territory. Check up about the 44. Ball's going to be down
right on the 44.
5 minutes
to go in the third quarter. Madison Foster for the Warhawks able to down that ball down Braves territory down the 44-yard line. Going to give the Braves the ball with 1st and 10 to go here with 5 minutes in the third quarter. Ball on Montezuma tonight. Montezuma leading this one 42-0.
Number 7, Collingham. Quarterback for the Braves.
Braves are going to take this, take a chance to set in number 7, Seth Follenkamp, Jr. He's going to be taking the snaps in the second half. Follenkamp in the backfield, two receivers near side, one receiver far. All set out beside him in kind of a pistol formation here. Follenkamp takes the snap. He's going to hand off left side. He's going to make it up the field for about 5. Wasn't able to see the number of when he took the handle. Okay, that's number 40, Ashley. Oh, Lions, 43. 43 Lions. Lions got some steady handoffs in the first half of the game. A couple of yards. I don't think he scored in the first half, but was able to rack up quite a few yards. Following camp. In the huddle with the Braves. 4:06 to go here in the third quarter. Braves leading this one 42-0. 2nd and 6. That is just beyond midfield for the Braves. Offset eye, Follenkamp in the backfield. Receiver both sides, ball near side of the field. Follenkamp's going to fake the handoff. He's going to hand off the Lions. Lions led the backfield. He gets the tackle. Drakes it up. Turns the field. Up past midfield and down about the 40, down to 46.
Stopped in there by number 12.
Into Warhawk territory.
Bortel
in on the stop.
Close to a first down.
Yeah, they're going to take a look at it here. Yeah, they're going to call it a first down.
I think that's right instead of us.
Looked pretty close, but the referee went ahead and made a motion first down. They're going to move the chains.
Oscaloosa 21, 3rd and 7. Score up there for you.
Oscaloosa down in the third quarter. Okay, to put it up. That's okay.
It'll take me a second to get halftime.
It's the Federal halftime. Oscaloosa leading that one. Two receivers far side. Down camp in the backfield. So we're going to whistle this one dead.
Yes, even though we are streaming on the KIIC live stream, I still use it to check all the scores.
Check all the internet scores. KIIC, the Thunderbolt app. It'll give you all the high school scores on Friday night, all the college scores on Saturday. That's going
to
back the Braves up after the foul start. Back them up to the 1st and 15. Ballingcamp, two backs behind him. He's going to hand off to the outback. Number 14 Lashman. Lashman up the far side is going to pick up 3.
There's 2 Lashman?
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, Ryan and Colton, the 2 Lashman, the sophomore and senior. That one was the younger Lashman, Colton, on the carry there up the left side for 3. That's going to make it 2nd and 12. That just passed, just inside midfield for the Braves. 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. Ball on the far side of the field. 4 receivers set, 2 receivers both sides. Follenkamp with, looks like Lions behind him. Takes it just about, drops the snap. He's going to run it up left side. Rollins ran him out of the backfield. He's going to make it up past the line of scrimmage to pick up the yard. Fallenkamp just about didn't come down with the snap. He went to fake the handoff and hadn't completely caught the ball yet. So he was able to pick up a yard. So that's the way to the 4th and 11 here. Opie and Rollins stop for the Warhawks. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, we got 11 o'clock going here in the second half. Miles in the lead, missing 42-0. I'm sorry, third down. Third down 11 with the penalty at the replay first down. So third and 11, ball just inside midfield, down about the 47. Final camp with three receivers on the other side here. Takes the snap. Pitches near side of the line. Lions reverses his field. That passed the 50, down to the 45. Two flags. Could be the same thing. Flag on the play. Either going to be defensive encroachment here, or could possibly be an error of the formation. Not enough man on the line of scrimmage for the Braves. Yeah, during the procedure, I don't think they had all six guys. Line of scrimmage. That's going to bring our fourth down with a minute 23 to go. Fourth and 9 for the Braves here. We could get a bright spot. We have had a couple of fourth down stops here for the fourth Mahaska team. They have stopped the Braves a couple of times on fourth down.
Are they going to punt?
Yeah, it looks like we've got receivers everywhere. We've got three receivers on the far side and a receiver on this side, and then we've got a man back to punt. I don't Mike Hinger is going to take a timeout and talk about this one, though. It didn't look like the personnel on the field had everything lined up. So
yeah, I was confused by that.
Minute 9 to go. Mike Hinger is going to take a timeout, talk this one over. It looked like they were coming out the punt with fourth and 9 ball just in the Warhawk territory at the 45-yard line. But again, give us a chance to thank KIC for having us on. Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa, located 807 A Avenue West. We want to thank Medicap Pharmacy, Brian C. Company, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Harry Beller with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Slumberland in Oskaloosa, when it comes to relaxation, nothing beats a plush reclining sofa. I like a plush reclining sofa, Tommy.
Very odd.
It's one thing I like, it's a soft couch. Community First Credit Union and your voice is powered by Community First. Maple Ridge for the assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. East Market Grocery, they're in New Sharon. I want to thank them. They've got some good food. If you're looking for lunch, they've got a deli counter. They've got a take and heat menu there as well. Full substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, fryer menu, heat, meat. They're in New Sharon, East Market Grocery. Cargill in New Sharon, Proline Building Company. They help build dreams. We'll get lined up getting ready to kick this one and they're going to stop this one again. Flags on the field with a minute 6 to go in the third quarter.
Well, they were the part of that number 14 for Mizuma blocked his own punters.
Mossman went to the backside and blocked that one, but the play was whistled dead.
Keep moving them back.
That'll be 4th and 15 with a minute 6 to go here. I think it's the older Mossman in the punt.
No.
Is that number 10?
Nope. Number 18.
Kick's going to be taken inside the 20. Up past 25. Down to the 30. That was 81. Clay Gleason.
That was a big block in the back. No call.
Clay Gleason. Clay Gleason able to get the ball returned about 12 yards up past the 30. That's going to get more. They have to first and 10. Ball on the 31-yard line with inside a minute to go here in the third quarter. Again, the clock continues to run with the score 42-0. Montezuma on top of this one. Montezuma in control and kind of have it on cruise control here in the second half. The referee keeps blowing the clock dead. I think on the possessions, I think they're supposed to stop the clock on possessions. Okay, Greg Shane, new football in for the West Mahaska. They kick over 1st and 10, ball on their own 31-yard line. Offset, eye behind Richards. Dog Hill, they'll take the pitch left side. He's going to turn back up after the 30, back after the 35, back to the 37. Pick up a 6 on the play.
Lions in on the south for the Braves.
Rawr.
The pretty weak Lions.
Sorry.
That's going to be the last play of the third quarter here for the Warhawks. Is this continuous running clock, it doesn't take long to roll through the quarters. Going into the fourth quarter, Montezuma will leave this one 42-0. 42-0, Montezuma leads this one. There's a big full moon off to the east. Looks out on us. You know, Tommy, it's
almost deer season.
Yeah, that's very true.
New season starts tomorrow morning.
New season, I think the early duck season starts tomorrow. This time of year with cool evenings and cool days. Hopefully the heat is gone for good. My mind does go to the new outdoors. What do you have for us for some scores out there right now?
Avia, 14. Davis County, 17.
Ooh, that's a close one for the Blue Jeans of Avia.
Sheridan, 7. Oskaloosa, 21.
21-7. That Oskaloosa team, I think they're going to surprise some people here later in the season.
Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 12. Iowa City, Regina, 42.
That Iowa City, Regina, the number one or number two ranked team. I want to say the number one they were talking on the radio as we were headed out here tonight.
Wayne, 16. Murray, 27. Third quarter.
That's a contest here.
Peaked in 28. Pleasantville, 16.
Both those teams, we got Pekin at home next week for North Mahaska homecoming. We've got Pleasantville here in 3 or 4 weeks. North Mahaska going to get second and five, balling a 36-yard line. Richard Anderson, he's going to hand it out to that back. That's going to be Rutledge. Rutledge makes it up to the line of scrimmage, and he's met by about two-thirds of the Brady defense and driven back. They're going to give him about a half yard on the play.
I'll give him a yard.
Give him a yard on the stat sheet there. I said we have third and about four.
See, I round up. They round down.
Third and four with a minute 30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second half action, North Mahaska Warhawks. Getting rolled over by the Braves here tonight. Richards takes the handoff. He's going to pitch up to Scott. So Scott's going to try and make around the corner. Scott's going to hit by two Braves defenders and knocked down. Back to the 35-yard line. Last the two on the play. Stockdale just couldn't try to make it around the corner. The Braves had two defenders there to stop and lost the two on the play.
Led back to the 35-yard line.
Going to bring back a fourth and six for the Warhawks here.
I think the announcer for the game is downstairs listening to you.
He must be. I'm calling it quick, and then he's calling it right behind me. We're up here on top of the crow's nest in Montezuma. Great perspective of the field. Braves have nice complex here. You know, some of the smaller schools that we get to travel to, sometimes we're lucky enough to be in the press box. Sometimes we just kind of stand out in the stands. I tell you, this is probably one of the better positions we've had to be able to watch the game.
I got to be honest. I'm starting to rethink the shorts thing.
Tom gave me a hard time last week for wearing shorts and short sleeves. That was a little cool by the end of the game. But, you know, game time temperatures here tonight were about 64 degrees, and I think we've since dropped a few. And Tom, even with the sweatshirt, the short pants are not necessarily working out for tonight. Send a shout-out to my family at the Oskaloosa Christian School. Their fall festival going on there this evening. Hope everybody there had a great time. I know earlier this week at our Rotary meeting, Nelson Pioneer Farm has their fall festival going on in Oskaloosa tomorrow. So anybody not have anything to do tomorrow, come out to Nelson Pioneer Farm starting 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. They're going to have bands and all sorts of stuff going on tomorrow.
Are you going to play?
I'm not going to play tomorrow. I'll be playing Sunday morning at Fellowship Bible Church.
Come out and join us.
Richards puts a boot to this one. He's going to be up around the 30. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Well, Rollins knocked him out of bounds. Anyway, Rollins just picked up by a couple other guys, too. There's flags all over the field. He was driven out of bounds by a couple of North Mahaska players. Driven out about the 41-yard line. It looks like they were tripped up along the sidelines, too. I don't know. That didn't appear to be really intentional, but it was continued well beyond the sidelines. So the officials are going to get together and talk about this one. Good return by the Braves return man of the ball. Like I said, driven out of bounds about the 41-yard line, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anything that looked like it was intentional. They did have a couple of guys around him, and as they made their way to the sideline, just kind of a continuation of the play, they are going to call a personal foul.
Blade hit out of bounds on North Mahaska.
That's the least that they could have done.
Yeah. He was wrapped up by a couple of North Mahaska defenders. Not only came in there as they got close to the sideline, I think as they made their way through through the sideline. And here in Montezuma, I tell you what, there's not a whole lot of room between the sideline here on the near side and the stands.
He probably got 6-7 yards.
Maybe. And as they were trying to hold him up, keep him from going down and making it through the sideline as well, kind of forced it up along the... along the stands, but that's going to give the Braves the ball in North Mahaska territory, down inside the 45, down to 44. First and 10 with 10:32 to go here in the fourth quarter.
10:32.
Montezuma leading at 42-0.
I'm not going to repeat that one.
Number four, looks like Price.
Another quarterback here.
Freshman Price, and he'll take the snap, hand it off left side, off left tackle. That's number 22. Carson, another freshman.
Six.
Pick up on the pick up three. That's the Warhawk defense in on the stop. That's coming up a second and eight. Pick up 2 yards there. Coach Ann's going to take the timeout with 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. You know, I think back to the first quarter of this one, Tommy. First few plays from scrimmage, both these teams are getting after it. You know, kind of one of those. I didn't have any brothers. I just had sisters, but I can remember, you know, I can just imagine a couple of younger brother, older brother out in the backyard getting into it. And, you know, just kind of started out a little bit of a dog fight, but then by the second quarter, the Braves had scored a couple of touchdowns in the first quarter. North Mahaska got down a little bit early, just never really could get anything going.
You have two sisters?
I did have two sisters. I'm older. I was the middle. One older, one younger.
Yeah, I had two older sisters.
Yep. You probably got beat up a lot.
Yeah, they duct taped me and threw me in the closet. They duct taped me to a chair and threw me in the closet.
Me and my younger sister were able to team up a little bit on my older sister, but 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Montezuma Braves here tonight. District 6 meeting that we talked early on before the game. He's 4 weeks in a row with Peak and BGM and Denville Sully. It's going to be a tough test for North Mahaska. North Mahaska is going to have a lot of things to work on at practice this week for Coach Ed. Man in motion. Hitting off your side. Quarterback for a second. Well, left side up, that's the 30, down to the 25, down to the 24. That's number four, Logan Price, freshman.
We are on the top.
We take the inside hand out to the other side and made it around this near side. Stutter Stash kind of slowed down a little bit. A little rusher, a little better. When he turned it back field, got it down inside the 25, down to the 24. It's going to be a first down Montezuma with a 9:30 to go here in the fourth quarter.
I think this is the first time I've seen DeYoung in the game. Number three.
Got some younger players in for the Warhawks here. Price in the back here. Takes a snap. Got a handoff to the left side. That's going to be number 22. He's going to make it around the 20. Up down to 15. Side the 15. Down to the 10. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Hard time. He's pulled out of bounds. About the 8 yard line. Closure. Play the win.
Clay Gleason on the...
We're going to put a stop. But now before Roger picks up 14. 8:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. All Montezuma in the 42-0.
And
goal
to go. 4 miles.
First and goal on the 9.
Inside the 10, so first and goal to go with 8:45 to go. Montezuma got some of the younger players in. Lozier and Moshman, the other Moshman, in the backfield with Price. That's going to take the snap. He's going to hand off to Flashman by on the carpet.
North Mahaska.
North Mahaska looks like they fell on it. North Mahaska ball.
Penalty.
Two penalty. Eli's coming way late.
Number 52, number 8 for Montezuma. Looks like they just got two flags thrown against them. What was the first flag?
And that play was over with and done. And as the Montezuma players are headed back to their sideline, flags come a flying. The dead ball for a personal foul against
offsides.
So we're going to call both sides for first and foul. I don't remember, Tommy, but it seems like that's number either number five or number six personal foul penalty he's called against these two teams here tonight.
I ran out of paper.
we try to keep some of that information up to date so we can keep you guys at home informed of what's going on. But at any rate, Mike Zuma lays the ball on the ground. Price trying to fake the handoff. Ball hits the ground. Mike Zuma throws. North Nebraska falls on top of it, so they're going to get a first and 10 here, right at the 10-yard line with 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like North Nebraska Bortel is going to begin their under center here.
That's different.
Yeah, Bortel is going to hand off this near side. Past the line of scrimmage, going to pick up about a yard. Number 22, Spolstra, Cole Spolstra. You know, last week we had Spolstra and AJ Gumont making a start as freshman on the defensive side of the ball. Haven't heard Gumont's name or Spolstra's name very much here so far tonight, but looks like Coach Jeff's got some of these younger guys in here giving them a chance to play. Spolstra's in behind. In behind Bortel under center. High formation. He's going to hand out to the left side of Spolstra. Spolstra's going to get it. That's left tackle line of scrimmage going to be knocked back. Picked up about a half yard. That's going to make up a third down and about 3.5, call it 9 here. 7:19 to go. As the opposing sidelines are yelling at each other based off of their spirit. Bortel under center here, receiver near side of the field. He's going to fake, roll out left side, look for a man that's open. He's got a man there. Oh, he's in the hands of two defenders. Pass and turn it for number three.
Number three.
The young.
Is incomplete.
It's going to bring up a fourth and 9 for the Warhawks down at their own 10-yard line.
And about 8.
6:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Continuous running clock with the score of Mizing the 42, Warhawks 0. Ryan Van Dosser going to attempt a punt here for the Warhawks.
New punter.
That's Van Dosser, another freshman in. Oh, I stand. Van Dosser is going to get it. That's going to be partially blocked. He's going to catch a roll. That rolled off. That was in the defender's foot.
That rolled off of the foot.
It's partially blocked, but it rolled off of the foot. That is the Warhawk football. As the punt was partially blocked, and the defender wasn't, the Montezuma player wasn't aware that the ball was anywhere near him, and it rolled across in front of him off his foot. So that's going to give North Nebraska the ball first and third on their own 37-yard line. So great break. Great break by the Warhawks here.
That was excellent.
We should have some more of those in the first half.
That's good.
With 5:45 to go, we finally get our first break of the game here for the Warhawks. But Talon under center. Spolstra, the backfield behind him. The handoff's going to be to the up back. So the run up right side. He's getting that behind the scrimmage and driven back. What's up, Brant Fleener?
That's 28.
28 Fleener, another freshman. No gain on the play. That's going to bring up second and 10 with 5:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Spolstra, Fleener, and Bortel under center. Fleener and Spolstra behind him in the I formation. Two receivers near side. Spolstra takes it. He's going to hand off Spolstra left line of scrimmage and driven back for no gain on that on second down. That's going to bring up the third and 10 with 4:56 to go. Want to remind you next Friday night, we'll be back at home as North Nebraska gets ready for homecoming as we've got Pekin coming to town. Pekin, another one of those teams that KIIC Thunder Country covers every Friday night. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Jay Mill. We may try and team up on that one. They have a whole crew calling that game Friday night.
That's going to be an interesting time.
Man in motion. Makes it to get the right side of the post. The post is going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, he's down. Put a man down on the play for North Nebraska. They're going to stop the clock with 4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Twisted ankle. Spolstra took the pitch here to the near side. He was met in the backfield and driven back for a loss of two. Going So we're on 4th and 12. Just outside the 35-yard line for the Warhawks. Warhawk coaching staff comes out checking on the play. We're not sure who's down here. Taking a look at he is moving around. They're taking a look at his left leg here. Give us a chance to thank all our sponsors here tonight, KIIC Thunder Country. You're listening to KIIC.6, feed number 6, North Mahaska Warhawk football. We'll be bringing you every single game of the 2013 North Mahaska Warhawk football season. Friday Night Lights, we're in week 5 here. We got started earlier. We got started in week 0. And most of the other teams were having their scrimmages. We were at home watching North Mahaska get the season kicked off.
Do you remember who that was against?
I kind of think it was a bad player, I believe, in that first week.
That's correct. And they start off with the losses. A close game.
First 2 games of the season, close. Losses, the bad playing, and the GMG all the way up in Garland. Fired up by a ref game in Waco, but turned out to be a win for the Warhawks after their eligible player was used late in that game. Talking to some people this week, I know there's a limitation on quarters that each individual player can play. Look at Bubba Spencer, who was down on the play. He was up on his own power walking to the far sideline. So good to see him up there and walking it off. But it's tough to see some of these younger players, especially freshmen, come in and win some of these games and if somebody gets hurt. But there is a limitation in the quarters that can be played. And I think Rayco maybe used a player that already had that used up his quarters for the week and was able to come out with that one with a forfeiture victory. Kick is up. Modestly, the player's going to catch it inside the 35. He's going to get up past the 40, up to the 50. He's made it to 50-yard line, driven down. It's number 28, Grant Taylor, in on the stop at midfield.
Looks like Andrew Dumont in.
Dumont's only a few of these freshmen here that are going to get to play with running clock, 3:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, running clock here in the second half of the score. Montezuma 42, North Mahaska 0.
20-point lead in the second half. You get an automatic running clock.
Got Price back out there. Pistol formation, man in motion. He's going to take the high snap and then hand off directly to still got past the 50, down to the 45. Moshman, younger Moshman, that was Orion. What's up?
Maybe Moshman.
I don't know if that'd be appropriate.
Well, he's the younger one.
He is the younger one. Yeah, and there's an older Moshman, Colton, who's a senior, and then Ryan Moshman, the sophomore here. So we've got the sophomore Moshman out on the field right now. Number 4, Price. Logan Price, freshman in at quarterback. Price, a pistol formation here. Younger Moshman in behind him. Takes a high stance. He's going to hand off to right side. Took the line of scrimmage up past the 42, down to the 41. Second 5, we're going to pick up about 4 on the play. They're bringing the 30 short for the Braves here with under 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Braves leading this one 42-0.
Montezuma's got they got a bunch of freshmen in on offense right now, and they look pretty good. So
kind of rather with a 42-0 lead, you can afford to bring the second team in here.
Ball down to the North
kind of kill all of the clock.
Might
as well only score once in the second half, but the 35 points in the first half, they're able to get out to a comfortable lead. By middle of the field, we got 3 receivers near side. Price in the backfield, an offset out of beside him. Going to hand off left side up past the 40, down to the 35. Throwing his feet down past the 30. He's going to break away. He's going to get down to the 10-5, and he's going to go to the score. Number 22, Carson Lozier. Carson Lozier into the score.
I'll probably get a shirt from one of these cheerleaders.
I don't know if they got the arm strength to get him up here. We're high up on the crow's nest.
I highly doubt it.
Montezuma High School. Lozier takes it in from 40 yards out. On 3rd and short, he takes it around the left side down to the secondary and hit an extra gear. He's able to take it in for the score. Brady McKay getting ready to kick the extra PAT here. Minute 43 to go. Snaps down, kick is up, kick is way low. Looks like he was trying to go top crossbar on that one.
Yeah, I think he's a soccer player. Tommy,
a former soccer player, can appreciate that a little bit. I know just enough about soccer to get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know if to kick the ball.
So that one was missed. The PAT missed with a minute 43 to go in the fourth quarter. Montezuma leading this one 48-0. It's been all Montezuma all night. Montezuma got the scoring going early with two scores in the first quarter. Going into the second quarter, Rita scores with nothing. And by the time we broke for halftime, Montezuma was up 35-0. Touchdown early in the third quarter, but 42-0. And now a touchdown with the so freshman kind of the second team offense on the field for Montezuma. This is 48-0. Montezuma punches it in with four plays. Four plays, approximately 50 yards. That's where we're at right now. Montezuma up 48-0. Getting to remind you, next week we got Beacon at home, homecoming game for the North Pass Warhawks.
Number 8,
Brody McKay. We'll be welcoming Beacon to town. Beacon, another one of the teams we cover here on KIIC. So, kick is up. Kick is still about the 20-yard line. Right up past the 25, close to 30. That's the far side of the field. They're making around the left edge. That's about the 30-yard line.
That's DeYoung.
DeYoung coming up to field that ball.
I didn't have to look.
Didn't have to look? I didn't look either. I took your word for it. So DeYoung takes it up about 12 yards on the return. That's going to give North Alaska first and 10. Ball on their own 30-yard line with a minute 20 to go.
30-yard line. Let's see if they can do something with it.
Bortel still in a quarterback here for the Warhawks. Still a couple of short coming off. Here we go. Isolation, three backs behind Bortel. Bortel's going to hand it off to the number three, DeYoung. DeYoung's going to run it up the left side, pick up one, maybe two.
Number three, DeYoung, the ball carrier for North
Alaska. Going to get in a yard. That's going to bring up second and nine. We're inside a minute to go, 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Number 30, James Hill.
Again, the clock continues to run with a 48-point lead for Montezuma here.
Hey, I got a good idea. Instead of having a continuous clock, let the other team have two more guys on the field.
Well, like Canadian football, we'll just make the field about 50 yards wider and add four people.
What do you say, eh?
Bortel takes the snap. He's going to run it off right tackle. He's going to pick up three.
Number
12, third down. That's going to bring up the third down and five.
And that's how we're going to do it.
Inside 10 seconds to go, 5 seconds.
3, 2,
it's going to be
1.
All she wrote, Pella. All she wrote here from Montezuma.
Let's see how it
breaks. The Braves take this from 48-0. Because they do need a midfield for a customary handshake between teams. That started out as a very, very spirited first quarter for the Warhawks, and the Braves turns out to be a 48-point victory. The Warhawks not able to get on the scoreboard here tonight.
No, they did not get on the scoreboard.
They shut the scoreboard out on us. Really, it's still a move here from...
Thank you for coming. Have a safe trip. We'll see you back here at Badger.
Thanks for running over to ring that bell. Head over to ring there. When you walk in up here at the Warriors Complex, you see a big blue bell. Tell you what, next week we got to find a spot that's not directly behind the PA speaker.
That's true.
So, again, we'll come to you here from Montezuma. After that, ask you around. All Montezuma here tonight, 48-0, as the Braves take this one against the Warhawks. Coach Garrett and the Warhawks go back below 500 at 2-3 on the season. We continue with District 6 action next week. Homecoming game for North Mahaska as Pekin comes to town. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Tune in 6 o'clock pregame show on KIIC Thunder Country. Tune us, KIIC.6, for your live coverage starting at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Stop in and see me there in Oskaloosa, Wendell Campbell State Farm, 807 A Avenue West. Find us on Facebook, Wendell Campbell, State Farm Agency on Facebook.
And let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. I'll listen to five of the good. We may not listen to the bad, but we'll take it all.
We'll listen to the bad. It just won't sink in.
You're not holding credence. You only want to thank all our sponsors, KIIC, Thunder Country, all the scores, one station. Stick around tonight after the Avia game on KIIC at the locker room show. They'll be going over the big board. Going in the studio, J-Mo and the boys will be breaking down every game from southeast, south central Iowa. Going over all the scores, we're going to be breaking it down. We'll hear from the coaches. We'll hear from all the guys covering the shows. I think if there's half seven, then we'll have to get all of us here together, all the guys covering the nine different high schools, and they have some sort of get-together. But again, tonight, we're coming to you from Montezuma, all of Montezuma tonight. Let's take this from 48-0. We'll see you next week.
Yep.